broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Peru's chief of police said they first became aware of the alleged crime 4 months ago after
receiving... You didn't know they were going to come after you.
No, and neither did the campaign. Had the campaign known...
Interestingly, the only woman, actually, that I have seen, the only kind of figure that I've seen that could...
911, where's your emergency?
Just a woman on 85 right outside of Petersburg, Virginia.
You ever smoke, Wolf?
No, not really.
You ruined!
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is where reality is the bitch here. And this is a radio show, of course, that is a trip through the looking glass of talk radio and of media in general. And boy, if ever there was a time, in the history of talk radio that needed a show like this, man, this is it, man. If this ain't the time, then there ain't no time, you know?
Yeah, this is the time.
Yeah,
because it...
It's the time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, usually a statement like that it echoes down the halls of
time.
Yes, it echoes down the halls of time. 877-876-PHIL. Joining us this hour on the line is Vernon Dozier. You know, there's been an awful lot of talk these days about stimulus money. What should be done, what shouldn't be done with stimulus money. We're going to talk to him about what he feels is the absolute abject failure of the Obama administration to get that money out where it ought to be, and plus the public monies for education across the country. We're having a problem here in the state of California. That is, there is a tuition hike due at the UC campuses, UC Berkeley, UCLA, UC Irvine, whatever it is you see, you know.
You're seeing a tuition hike.
Right, you're seeing a tuition hike. So we're going to talk about that with Vernon Dozier here in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You can also view us online at philhendryshow.com, where we have a live streaming video of the show every night, as well as live streaming audio, and you can download the audio. I usually say the next day, but download won't be what, bud?
Monday they had a download, and that'll be ready then. But, I mean, sometimes...
Well, what do you mean sometimes?
Sometimes I have it up on Saturday, you know.
All right, well, maybe tomorrow they'll have the on-demand video and the downloadable audio, but usually on a weekend it doesn't happen until Monday. And if you'd like to Twitter, you can twitter.com/PhilHendryShow, and that's where we have our Twitter page that is operated by the staff here. Joining us now from Glendale, California, is Vernon Dozier, who is an educator at the high school level, but he has taught in college. He's a member of the board of administrators there at Belmar Academy. He's also a varsity football coach over there, a health and sciences teacher. Vernon, thanks for joining us tonight, and pretty tough news for the state of California.
Well, thank you very much, Phil. It is tough news. It's tough news, I think, for those who believe that there is an unlimited amount of money to go to public education in the state of California, across the country. And I think it is proof positive of what we have been saying on the right, that this kind of approach to societal ills, throwing all this money into public schools and this, I'm not saying I'm against public schools, but I think you're seeing now that the socialism of it.
Are you saying that public universities are socialism?
I really think we have to face that, Phil. I think we do. Look, every time you would say to somebody, show me a government program that works, people would always come back with that. They'd always get that look on their face like, aha, gotcha now. And they'd say, what about public schools? What about public universities? And to be honest with you, it's a tough one to come, you know, to have a comeback to, because for the most part, public universities have worked. But I think we see now that Obama and his plans for this country and the idea of public universities and public this and public that's not going to work. Now, I have applied to the federal government. The reason why I'm on your program is for one reason: to give you an example of entrepreneurial thinking and what can make some money for the government, as opposed to throwing a bag of money at the public schools of this country and praying that someone who catches it knows what it is, knows what to do with it, and knows how to work with it the proper way. The Spahn Ranch, Phil, as you know, was the movie ranch that the Manson family lived at in the 1960s.
That was George Spahn, right?
That was the man who owned it, yeah.
Okay, that was the Spahn Ranch up in Chatsworth?
Yeah, it's up in Chatsworth. It's up there in that high country near the Santa Susana Pass where they filmed a lot of the TV movies and all of this. This Spahn Ranch where Charles Manson and the people who eventually murdered Sharon Tate and those other people and the others that they killed, this is where they hatched their plans, this is where they lived, and this is where they spawned, you know, hatched all of their evil ideas. The Spahn Movie Ranch burned down in the early 1970s, and since that time, they have built homes on that site. Now, you mentioned to me that you've driven by that area.
I've driven by. I don't know that I would have known that was the Spahn Ranch area until you told me about it. It's on Santa Susana Pass Road.
That is correct. Now, I'm going to be traveling there tomorrow because I want to scout the area. The idea is very simple. It is there is a lot of money to be made. And I'm asking the state of California as well as the federal government for seed money to rebuild and replicate the Spahn Ranch and open it up for tours, lectures, and to show people the Spahn Ranch as it was when Charles Manson was there along with the other individuals. Now, Sharon Atkins, I think was the name.
Susan Atkins.
Susan Atkins was one of the people that was one of the murderers. She just died from a brain tumor, and a couple of them are still alive, though. And if we could get somehow permission from the governor of the state of California or in the state of Texas, wherever Tex Watson is, to have one of or two or three of them released on work release to help us conduct some of these tours, there's a lot of money to be made.
How does this relate to education?
Well, it relates to education this way. First of all, it's an obvious educational opportunity to look at the Spahn Ranch the way it was when Charles Manson lived there and listen to people talk about it and give a tour. And I'm a teacher, and it will help the government not give that money that they're giving to us. It won't go to someone with a bad idea, and it certainly won't go to the state of California so they can bail out these rich kids who don't want to pay another 32%. I know that 32% is a lot.
Boy, that's a lot of money. It's going to be 10 G's a year to go to a UC campus as opposed to whatever it was, 6,000 something.
10,000 a year, Phil, ain't nothing compared to what I had to spend, what my father spent by sending me to Stanford in inflated dollars, of course.
What was it? When you went to Stanford, how much was it?
When I went to Stanford, it was $6,000 a year, but that was a long time ago, and that was unheard of money. Unheard of. And, of course, I was a kid from a Texas town, and my father had made his money in dry goods and dry goods and sheep farming, and that's when we came west and he sent me to Stanford. But the public education, I got a great education at Stanford. Public education, the money that I can make with a Spahn Ranch tour is money that is going to be well spent. But the socialists would have us spend it on schools that don't work.
But you're going to have this is going to be difficult for you to sell this idea because you're going to say, I'd like money to start a Spahn Ranch tour as opposed to it going to schools.
Yeah, but that's the point. I'm an entrepreneur. I want to make money as an entrepreneur. I don't want to take it and not have a return on it. That's why my idea is better. The socialists, though, are going to keep on hammering we need more money for these social programs.
Right, and one of the social programs you're talking about is public education?
If you look at it with a dry eye and you look at it with all honesty and you don't lie to yourself, if you're a good conservative and you're willing not to lie to yourself and you're willing to say, you know something, it's time that I finally sacked up, cinched it up, and look at things dead on. If you're a conservative, you'll say, the public education system is a socialist idea. And if they and if they're going to give money to anybody, why don't they give it to an entrepreneur like me?
And how do you what do you say? You say you're an educator?
I'm talking about being an educator. We are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you. Yeah, you're a teacher, and you want.
I'm a teacher, and I want to open up a Spahn Ranch tour. I want to rebuild Spahn Ranch where Charles Manson hatched his ideas about starting a race war with dune buggies and all that other stuff, and give tours. That's educational, and that's an entrepreneurial educational idea, instead of the socialism of giving that money to public schools that you know and I know take it and wipe with it. I'm sorry that I've got to...
Oh, come on.
No, I'm sorry that I have to be so graphic, but you're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm listening to what you're saying. I just never thought that I would ever hear even a conservative say that public education is socialism.
Any real conservative, and who do I think is a real conservative?
Yeah, tell me, who is a real conservative?
I think the very obvious answer to that, number one, would be Rush Limbaugh. I think.
Well, what do you think Rush Limbaugh thinks?
About what?
About public education.
I don't care what he thinks. I'm a real conservative, and I'm telling you that that is a socialist idea. If I went to Limbaugh and I said public schools are socialist, I'm sure he'd say, you know what, you got something there. You know, maybe he hasn't thought about it. You know, it's, you can fake yourself out with this public school thing and say, oh, yeah, everything's socialism except that. No, no, that is too. What I want to do is take that money that the public schools take and put in the men's and in the women's room so that if people run out, they can always grab a handful of ones and wipe with that.
And oh, quit being stupid, man.
I'm not being stupid. You know as well as I do, Phil. I'm not being stupid. And put that money into a Spahn Ranch exhibit and tour, and you and if you can get one of those people out of prison and have them help you with giving the tours, like, I forget the name of that one woman.
Well, I know Squeaky Fromm. Is she out?
Yeah, Squeaky Fromm. She's out. And they help you with the tour. You give a tour. Here's where Charlie slept. This is, and you can have, if you want, you get the Disney people working on those automatrons, you know, so you have a Manson figure that's moving. Just sort of, you know, I don't know what he would do, you know, smiling and waving or something. But you would have that, and you would have an educational exhibit that people will get a practical look at the Spahn Ranch where Charles Manson and all of the rest of them, with their dune buggies and their weird hair, hatched their ideas for world domination once whites had wiped out blacks and... you know, with dune buggies. I don't know.
You know, his philosophy, that I know that it was Vincent Bugliosi.
And you know Bugliosi, don't you?
No, I don't. He's been on the show.
But you know him. You know his wife listens to your show, right?
Mr. Bugliosi told me that his wife listens to the show. But
well, that's what I'm asking you is, if you've got an in with Bugliosi, I can get him out there. And
I doubt seriously if he'd be interested in that.
Why is that?
I just don't know that he'd be interested in standing there at a Spahn Ranch exhibit. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like it's good enough for him. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I don't know whether he'd be interested in doing that. Let's get back to... We'll talk to you... Hold on for just a second, Vernon. Vernon Dozier joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. He's an educator. He works at a private school. And he says pretty much that public education is just another form of socialism. And what he'd like to do is take some of that money that gets sunk into the public system and refurbish or rebuild the Spahn Ranch in Chatsworth, California, where Charles Manson and his followers lived while they were out murdering people, and recreate this thing, bud?
Yeah, he wants to have all the rooms and everything and have Manson there waving high and stuff.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Are we throwing good money after bad in our public education system, and why not fund an entrepreneur like... Well, Mr. Dozier, who wants that money to seed a Spahn Ranch, to rebuild and recreate the Spahn Ranch where Charles Manson lived.
Weird.
Yeah. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. We're speaking with Vernon Dozier here on the Phil Hendry Show. We've been talking about stimulus money, money for education. My understanding is you did go to the government, and Mr. Dozier would like to recreate or refurbish the Spahn Ranch in Chatsworth, California, which is where Charles Manson and his clan lived as they were committing these homicides in Southern California in the 1960s, 1969 specifically. You want this as an educational project?
That is correct, yes.
Did you go to the government for money?
I went to the Obama administration when they first announced the stimulus package, and they said that they had grant money for business. I told them, and I submitted my proposal, and I said that that this would be a $4 million project minimum. And we went through the paperwork. I went back 2 days later and talked to the individuals at I believe it was Health Housing Authority, and they came up with $1 million. Now here is a president who I think, for all intents and purposes, in my opinion, is a socialist, who's going to run this country into bankruptcy. He's given money away like water. I come to him with $1 million idea. I mean, we're going to make a lot of money with this idea, and they come up with $1 million. Now, it sounds like a lot of money.
It does sound like a lot of money.
It's a $4 million minimum. That means the overruns could be much, much higher. And this guy comes up with $1 million while they want to shovel money at the UC system, while they want to shovel all this money into abortion clinics.
Hold on for a minute here. You're calling him a socialist, but you're gladly taking the $1 million stimulus money.
No. I'm an entrepreneur who wants a hand with $1 million idea. This refurbishing the Spahn Ranch to have people go through and see where Charles Manson lived while he was hatching this plot to run the planet. You know, this people are going to come and see this. And I said this to the representative there from the housing department. And these young liberals that this guy Obama's got working for him are staring right through me as if I'm not even there. And all they can think about is how many more billions of dollars can they drop on some, abortion clinic or a bridge to nowhere or
I don't know what you mean by abortion clinic, you know, but let's take a call.
You know exactly what I mean.
Let's take a phone call. 877-876-PHIL. Is the number here. We'll go over to Cheryl. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, ma'am.
Mr. Dozier, you need help. Why would you want to recreate something that was so tragic?
I need about
$3 million
worth of help.
Why don't you go to Rush and get the money? We're not giving you that. And how many computers could
you
buy?
Well, you have nothing to say about it. I'm talking to the Obama people about it.
How many computers could you buy for the kids with that money? How many computers could you buy for the schools?
Well,
you know, you have this fetish.
You don't.
This weird fetish.
I got a fetish. This is a $1 million
idea.
You want
Obama
idea.
To pay for your fetish? You need
He's paying for abortion clinics. He's paying for abortion clinics.
Go to the conservatives and get your money. Go to the conservatives and get your money.
No, no. Not while Obama's giving the money away.
Not
while Obama's giving
it. We're not giving
it. While Obama's giving the money.
We're not
There's no we in this lady. You got nothing to say about it.
You're a
You got nothing to say about it.
You're what's wrong with America.
You see, here's what's wrong with this country.
You're a sick.
Here's a woman who loves Obama so much she thinks he's Jesus.
You need
She's pulling the string.
All right, hold on.
Well, thank you for the conversation, lady.
You need help. Get help, sir.
Yeah.
Get help.
How do you spell HEP? H-E-P?
Well, you hear what she's saying.
First of all, she got this wee thing going like she's got a turd in her pocket. Secondly, when I said that I was...
Watch your language, will you?
When I said that I went to Obama and his socialist buddies because I wanted a loan for a business... They're looking at me like, you mean you don't want to build another abortion clinic?
What is it with you and abortion clinics?
Because that's what his health plan wants to do.
No, it is. I want to stay off of that, man, because your information is all wrong, okay?
He wants to start building hospitals with taxpayers. I said, how are you going to make money on that? I said that you could have the Spahn Ranch exhibit. And, of course, they didn't know what that was, so I had to get...
Hold on for a minute, man. 877-876-PHIL. Just take a breather. John in Los Angeles. Go ahead, John. You're on with Vernon Dozier and Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I just want to say I disagree with most everything that this Dozier chap has to offer us. I think he's offering himself a lot. But when he talks about socialism in such negative terms, I think it proves that
well, everybody,
he is,
everyone knows that socialism is bad.
I please don't interrupt me, sir. When he talks about socialism in such negative terms, it proves that he's as anti-social as Manson ever was.
Of
maybe
course,
he prefers
I'm anti-socialist.
To,
I'm anti-socialist, but I want to make some money off of the Spahn Ranch, and the Spahn Ranch for me will make up for what Manson did.
We'll be back 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, an educator as well as a member of the Board of Administrators there. You know, you've been talking an awful lot here, Vernon, about socialism. You include into that package the idea of public education as a socialist idea. And the last caller that you wouldn't listen to had a very good point. He said, why is socialism necessarily bad? Now, before you answer, okay? You are a conservative, but you want the government to take some of the stimulus money and give it to you so you can build a replica of the Spahn Ranch where Charles Manson lived with the people that that helped him commit these murders as an educational site for people to visit.
That's right, yeah. And also, Phil, as a place of healing, I forgot that was the one part that I forgot to tell you about because we've got printed material here. That we have sent to different agencies. I talked to this guy here in Chatsworth, Congressman Brad Sherman, who's he's a socialist congressman here from Chatsworth, and yet I gave it a shot. I don't prejudge people. I went in. I called him a socialist.
I guess you have prejudged him, huh?
He's a Democrat, and these days that's the same thing as far as. But I didn't prejudge him. I went in and I said, Mr. Congressman, I've got an idea. I got $1 million idea that we stand to make a lot of money, a lot of money, if we recreate the Spahn Ranch where Charles Manson lived, and we have different exhibits. This is where he slept. Here's where they dropped their drugs or they smoked whatever they smoked. And this guy looks at me and says, have you got money? I said, I got $1 million. It's going to be at least $4 million. And he'd rather fund an abortion clinic.
Is that what he told you?
No, but you know full well that's what he'd rather do. That's all these guys want to do with that money. But give it to an entrepreneur like me. This Spahn Ranch, we could make a lot of money, and all I have to do is get these people to understand that while they're shoveling money into abortion clinics and into Acorn, because you know it's going to them, don't you? So they can feed a homeless guy and get him sobered up long enough so he can go out and register voters. I mean...
Oh, boy, you are making some real charges.
Are you telling me that Acorn ain't crooked? And people are telling me I want money so I can show people and recreate the experience of living at the Spahn Ranch with Charlie and the girls and however they did it, which would be an interesting experience. No. What they want to do is pour money into Acorn so they can sober up enough tramps to go out and register voters.
You got a real angry streak in you, man, you know.
What do you mean angry? I'm talking about a moneymaker. This is a money-making idea.
You may say it's a money-making idea. At the same time, you talk about socialism, and I don't see how the two things go together as a conservative asking the government for money. Here's Robert on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, how you doing this morning, man?
Fine.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
So this guy's talking about socialism, but he want to idolize, make some kind of ranch to idolize the murderers who's killing people, and then next thing you know, he's going to want to idolize the guy who did the murders down at Fort Hood.
No. This is Charles Manson. You ever heard of him? This is a historic site. This is where he lived.
If it's such a socialism, how come the employment in the United States is created by public schools? Education.
I'm gonna be putting people to work, rebuilding the Spahn Ranch and showing people what it was like for Charles Manson to plan out, killing people. And I'll be putting people to work, and we'll have tour guides, and we'll have a restaurant on site.
Yeah, you're
gonna have a
million, spending $1 million to do that and put the other $2 million in your pocket. You're entrepreneur, all right.
You want to know why? You know why you're angry? You're angry because you didn't think of it. I did. See, that's the difference between you and me, sir. I've got ideas, and you.
You're too bright if that's the biggest idea you got, man.
You know, it's easy to sit on the sidelines and tell a guy that his idea. Are you kidding me? This is a moneymaker.
Well, let me ask you something, Vernon. You say
I make good money. I go out and go to work every day. Why don't you go out and get a job?
No, I don't want to get. I'm getting this job. This job, I'm going to make more money than you've ever seen. I'm going to make more money than you ever thought was possible. And you're mad because you didn't think of it. I did. I went to the government, and, you know, they gave me $1 million.
They gave you $1 million. You want more.
That you're calling socialist and asking for a handout,
yeah.
But you don't want to feed homeless people. Come on, dude.
This is it. Dude, why do I
you
give money to
feed homeless people?
What's the return on that?
You homeless people, but you want
What's
the
return
to
on
give
that?
You money.
What's the return on feeding homeless people? What do I get back from my investment putting money into a bum?
Oh, hey, come on, will you?
I want to know.
Hey, look, we dumped $10 million worth of food over in Iraq after we blew them up. What was that all about?
You got to feed them after you blow them up, don't you? Now, you're telling me that
people,
I got to feed,
we got
I gotta feed some guy here in the United States?
That's right.
I got
that
people,
we won't give them a Social Security check.
There's no return on the investment.
Oh, we don't want to give them welfare food stamps, so we feed them.
This, you see what I'm saying, Phil? Here's a guy, he wants to just drop money down a rat hole. I want to build whatever the hell it's called.
We the money dropped at him.
No, you want to drop money down about a. You want to open up a tramp's mouth and pour money into it. Not
and you want to open up
what is with the tramp thing?
You want to open up a murderer's museum.
Have you ever heard of the Hollywood Wax Museum? Thank you. What do you think they got in that? They got the Jack the Ripper, or whatever the hell he was called. They got that other guy. You've never seen Jack.
We're talking about a dude who actually killed people.
Hey, dude. Oh, man,
lied.
I can't believe this guy.
And
he thinks Jack the Ripper was.
What's
you're telling me Jack,
about that?
Jack the Ripper is make-believe? That guy actually existed.
Yeah.
And so did that other one. The guy, who's the guy that killed?
Well, you know what?
What about King Kong? Wasn't that?
King Kong? King Kong didn't exist.
You know something, buddy? You're upset because I got a $1 million idea and you blew it. Now you got to go back to your job tomorrow pushing buttons on an elevator. Me? I'm going to be sitting fat. Wait till I put that restaurant in.
I build the elevators, buddy. I build the high rises and elevators. And I went to public school to get my education. Thank you.
You don't build them. You don't build them. You work for a guy that builds them. Me,
no,
I'm going to be the guy doing it.
I'm actually hands-on.
I know, yeah. But are you trying to tell me that you're the guy that owns it? No. Me, I'm going to put a restaurant in.
What is this with you putting a restaurant in this? This is the home of a murderer, is that right?
This is where the murderers live.
And you're going to put a restaurant in there?
People, but what's the point?
What's the point? Who's going to want to sit down and eat, man, after sitting there and looking at where Charles Manson lived? Who murdered all these people?
It's gotta be. Are you telling me that you guys have never been to Disneyland?
About that, man.
Are you telling me you've have you never been to Disneyland and you gone into the Haunted Mansion and you come out and what do you get? Popcorn. Did that put you off your food? No. And yet it's a mansion that's haunted with dead people. Well, the same thing holds true.
Wait a minute, man. The Haunted Mansion is a place that's a make believe ghost place. Okay. The Spahn Ranch is a place where a murderer, actually lived.
Yeah,
and there's
right.
a big difference between me going in and...
Hey, what is this guy in Nashville talking for? You thought Jack the Ripper was made up. And, if you think Jack the Ripper's made up, maybe you think that King Kong was made up. Maybe you think that a lot of other things that were historic...
King Kong was made up, thank you.
Hey, hold on for a minute. Did you say that Jack the Ripper was made up? Yes, you did.
I said King Kong was made up. You said a wax museum.
Oh,
this is just fake.
Wow.
I guess you're going to put on the orgies and all the drug smoking and dope shooting that was going on there, too, right?
So we're going to have dummies that are dressed like them.
Wait a minute. Did you think King Kong actually happened?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he thought King Kong actually happened.
King Kong did happen. King Kong, you're telling me they didn't bring a giant ape over? That was in the news. the other idea here that...
No, it was not in the news. That never happened, okay? And what do you mean you're going to have dummies?
King Kong did happen. They had a documentary on it, unless I'm mistaken. But then this guy said that Jack the Ripper...
The man was talking about how the wax museum are wax figures of they're not real people.
Well, I ain't going to have the real Charles Manson. He's in prison.
You said you want to get him out of jail and bring him down there and let him work on work release. Now we're going to give murderers jobs. We don't want to give people, artists, citizens jobs, but you're going to go down and get people out of jail and get them jobs. Come on, quit being an idiot, man.
Oh, you know, this is a socialist for you. You come up with a great business idea, and they say you're an idiot. But what would they rather do? They'd rather take your money and give away condoms to Native Americans.
That's right, because we don't want AIDS all over the United States like it is everywhere else.
Well, here's a good idea. We don't want AIDS. If we don't want AIDS all over the United States. Good idea to you.
Give out more condoms. Matter of fact, we ought to take the $4 million you want and buy some more condoms.
Ain't that just like a socialist? Ain't
that just like a socialist? Give other countries food.
You know something what kills me is this guy wants to take $10 million and he wants to drop it into a rattle.
Why don't you spend your 401k on that idea since it's so bright? Why don't you spend your retirement money on it?
He didn't say KY. He said 401k.
Here's a guy that's talking about rubbers and lubricant. Almighty.
He didn't say that. He said 401k.
Why don't you spend your 401k money on that?
You know something? Just like a socialist to say a good idea, forget it. There's no talking to a socialist. He wants to invest in rubbers to give them out to who? Guys that play ball hockey?
All right. Anyway, thanks for your call, sir. 877-87. That's Robert, and it's a good caller, Robert. I appreciate it because I think the man made some very good points. I hate to be the one to say that you're not delivering your case very well.
But that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, when you say that someone's a socialist, then you want their money.
That guy wanted to take my money and buy rubbers. How do you not see how stupid that is?
I don't necessarily agree with him on that. But for you to take $4 million and put it into a Spahn Ranch exhibit... and have Charlie and the gang get out of prison on work release to give you guided tours.
And then he says to me, Jack the Ripper didn't exist. And then I said, yes, he did, but King Kong did. And he says to me, King Kong didn't. You're telling me, tell me about King Kong. He didn't exist.
No, he didn't exist. Are you crazy or something?
No, I'm not crazy. You're telling me that's a wild idea that a monkey was shipped over.
That climbed up the Empire State Building and batted airplanes out of the sky and then fell and all of that?
I'm not talking about that. That was made up.
Oh, come on, will you, man? 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Do we put the stimulus money into public projects? Do we put it into public education? Do we buy condoms for people? Do we put it into an anti-HIV program? Or do we give it to Mr. Dozier here, who wants to build a replica of the Spahn Ranch where Charles Manson lived so he can give guided tours and, they'll have an on-site restaurant? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You've misrepresented everything I've said.
Phil Hendry.
Last few minutes here with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, whose idea to replicate the Spahn Ranch, which was the place where Manson and his followers lived before they and during their homicidal spree here in Southern California. Where the Spahn Ranch is located, Mr. Dozier, is in Chatsworth. There are homes there.
That is correct.
What do you plan on doing with those homes?
Those homes can be eminent domain through the stimulus package. We would offer fair market value to the people who live in them and get them out as quickly as possible. And begin construction no later than the spring of 2011. Now,
and you think the people there are just going to take the price, huh?
They will take the price if this socialist president we've got gets off the dime and begins to seed businessmen and entrepreneurs like me with money instead of investing it into in a condom company where you get no return, or this guy, like I told you, this Sherman, who wants to build, you know, places where homeless people can get a back rub.
Oh, quit being stupid, okay?
Well, everybody else is being stupid. People are talking to me about invest in condoms and give out hot lunches to winos. My whole thing is...
And be a little more respectful?
Mr. Hendry, my whole idea, I want to put a restaurant on the Spawn Ranch site, so you go, you take the tour, and let me tell you something else about the restaurant which you poo-pooed. Have you been to the Holocaust Museum, sir?
Yes, I have.
Well, then you know they got a snack bar there.
I don't know that, no.
Well, would you believe me if I told you they did? Because I ate at their snack bar. I was in the Holocaust Museum.
I don't know how you'd be able to eat.
Well, I got hungry. And I think there's something to be said, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but when you see the numbers of people that were in the exhibits that were as thin as they were, you begin to appreciate something like some cheese on tortilla chips or anything like that. And I went and I got some of that pump cheese on some tortilla chips after seeing all of the skinny people. But my whole thing...
God almighty.
What does God almighty mean?
I'm flabbergasted, and...
Do you think the idea of the Spawn Ranch is a good idea or not?
I don't think a restaurant there is such a great idea, and I really think that your idea of eminent domaining a person's home so you can put in a Spawn Ranch replication and give guided tours of where Charlie and the girls partied and dropped acid, I really don't know whether you're going to make any money on that.
This is a billion-dollar idea. We're going to make a lot of money with this. Boy, are you going to be...
877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to another phone call. We have Israel in El Paso. Israel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, hello, Mr. Dozier. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, considering. Thank you very much for asking.
Fantastic, fantastic. First of all, Mr., let's make a restaurant for Charlie Manson and his whole crazy thing.
Mr. Dozier. I think you had it right the first time.
Okay, yeah, yeah, Mr. Dozier, but I'm just saying for Mr. The caller before me that was saying all this thing about that he has a billion-dollar idea by somehow...
That's me. You're talking to me.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then that's you. Well, you know what? I think that's a crazy idea. I don't think... First of all, Charlie Manson, I understand everything. You know, I understand the way of the wolf. I understand everything that he says. But at the same time, I don't think that, you know, it's correct for you to go and, you know, have a bunch of people murdered for no reason and, you know, whatever.
I don't think it's right either. I don't agree with that either. It's a historic
site.
That's
not even the case. That's not even the case. However, if you're saying that, you know, not giving prophylactics to teenagers or to just anybody in general, I think that, you know... that goes to show how negligent you are of what's really going on in America or what's really
going
on.
If I could say something here, you sound like the kind of young guy that would enjoy going to a replication of the Spawn Ranch and watching, you know, the whole thing.
Well,
Starbucks that's interested.
Your assumptions are incorrect. First of all, I don't like to drink coffee because of all the caffeine that's in it. And I know that, you know, you can get coffee without, you know, that's decaffeinated, but I just think it's crazy.
Well, we're going to put a coffee stand in, and you sound like the kind of young man that would be, you don't want to see. There's another thing that we were going to do, Phil.
Well, first of all,
Shorty Shay, we have a replication.
You are stereotyping me.
Shorty Shay's eavesdropping, and then another part of the park where his cut-up body is laid in a, what is he saying?
What will you listen to the caller? He says you're stereotyping him because he sounds like the kind of guy that would dig Manson.
I didn't say dig. I said he would be interested in Charlie and the girls. And I'm telling you, what's your name, Israel? Israel, this is $1 million. This is going to make a lot of money. We've got a coffee hut. You know,
you're a sham. You're a sham. If you can only listen to yourself, it's just...
You sound like the kind of guy that stands outside the concert hall and gets a contact high because, you know, you ran out of money you know, when you were the bus fare from El Paso to, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I don't think you do know what you're saying, other than insulting this young man. And the fact of the matter is,
no idea
what do you mean, a coffee hut?
I went to Auschwitz, and they had a Shoah coffee hut right near the parking lot.
Okay, well, we're obviously talking to somebody that is either belligerent or totally...
No, sir, I'm not belligerent at all. I'm a man who knows a million-dollar idea when I see it, when I smell it, when I feel it, when I put it in my hands, and I roll it around,
okay, well,
and I realize that's not a turd.
You're talking about a million-dollar idea. Now, let's go back to the real case at hand. Right now, earlier, you guys were talking about, you know, giving prophylactics to children.
How do you make money on that?
School.
How do you make money on that? You're not going to make money giving out prophylactics to a kid.
You know how you make money because you prevent people from catching diseases, and you prevent people from having fun.
Phil Hendry.
And another thing.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.